Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Brad Morgan, talking about cell-based meat. Back with Dr. Morgan in just a moment.
Due to inclement weather, Quartermaster Creek's annual spring bull sale has been rescheduled. Sale is now set for Wednesday, March 13th at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. This year's sale still features 102-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
Purple Wave is conducting a retirement auction for Lebeda Farms of Ponca City, Oklahoma that will end on March 20th. Place your bids on John Deere tractors, combines, headers and an air seeder, a Shaben pull-behind sprayer, Kinsey planter, heavy trucks, tillage implements and more. Bidding is open now and we'll sell each item to the highest bidder without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, March 20th, beginning at 1 p.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Today's report is service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Dr. Brad Morgan, a performance food group, was one of the speakers at the recent Kansas State University Cattlemen's Day Conference. Dr. Morgan, formerly a meat scientist for about 15 years at Oklahoma State University a few years back, and he was asked as a keynote speaker at Cattlemen's Day to talk about cell-based meat products. And he indicated that he asked some of his sales folks with Performance Food Group if they're getting questions about these type of products, plant-based or animal-based.
And that they do get a question. I think a lot of it is customers that are curious. And when I say customers, I'm talking about people that own restaurants. You're starting to see a few of these items on the menu, and it'd be no different than when McDonald's offered McLean Deluxe. It was a fat-free hamburger patty. So they still have them there. Most of them are frozen products. They cook them from a frozen state. So if somebody does want one of these particular types of burgers, for instance, they can pull it out, cook it on the order. And you're starting to see a few people offer them. But they still, most people, if they want a burger at one of these restaurants, they want a burger from a beef animal.
And Dr. Morgan believes that there will be a market for these type of products, but only a niche market.
I still think it'll be like a lot of things. We have, for instance, turkey bacon. You know, there's people that want to buy turkey bacon. There's going to be a small segment of the industry that may want to buy something that is a plant-based meat type item. In my opinion, if they want one of something like that, whether they're buying it at retail or at food service, they need to know that that particular item is not derived from an animal. They need to know that it's from a plant-based or a lab-based item. That's the only thing I want to make sure that people understand. They know what they're ordering.
And that's part of the deal between USDA and the Food and Drug Administration announced at the end of this last week. USDA will have the right to oversee the labeling of these products. Dr. Morgan says that's real important that this gets done correctly.
I hope to see that in the near future. We have a definition for what is actually meat. And one of the key things is that it has to be derived from an animal that has been harvested. Right now, there's a little bit of confusion because people, if they go to a grocery store, they have no idea what they're getting, to be honest with you. That has to be clarified. You're starting to see some of the state governments get involved. I think 6 or 7 states so far have used that definition of meat, and they have said if you're going to sell this in grocery stores in our state, they have to be identified exactly what they are, not just be called meat.
And oh, by the way, Oklahoma, one of those states working right now on legislation that will offer a definition in state law of what meat really is. There's measures in both the House and the Senate right now working their way through the legislature. Now, Dr. Morgan, finally, let's talk about where the industry needs to be in dealing with lawmakers, with regulators on these products. What's your suggestion about what we need to be doing as an industry in meeting the challenges where we're talking about plant-based products or cell-based meat protein products?
I think we have to be proactive, and I think as an industry we have been proactive. We don't want to sit around and just bet on the come. If we do, we're going to have another almond milk situation. The other thing, too, is don't get too nervous about this. Right now, 1 out of 10 people may consider purchasing one of these type of items. Of course, I think that number would even go down when you start talking about the price associated with them at this point. The other thing, too, is so far everything they're doing is working in a lab. It's not on a large production commercial system. They're a long ways to get there. So this has only been around for about 4 to 5 years. I think we would at least have another 10, 15 years before they would even come close to being put into commercial operation.
Thank you, Brad. Dr. Brad Morgan with Performance Food Group. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.